Welcome to the Value Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Sangenario, founder of CVM. We're the advisory firm that pioneered the value growth knowledge base, process, and education. Join us as we dive into the true drivers for creating value in private companies. We're on a mission to educate our listeners with the goal of strengthening companies so they can operate at peak performance, be better prepared for growth, and achieve their future visions. If you're ready for an educational ride that could change your future, then strap in and let's go. Welcome to episode number one of the Value Growth Podcast. I am not your host, Ken Sangenario. You are the host, and I get to have a conversation with you in preparation as we're launching this new show, which I'm very excited about, because I think we're going to be talking about many business leaders' favorite topic, even if they don't realize it yet or not, and that's value. And you are certainly a value creator, Ken.
Absolutely. Thanks, Josh. I'm so excited to be launching this podcast. I think it's been a long time coming, and we have so much knowledge to share, so much educational content to share, and we're looking to really engage a whole community of people interested in the topic of building and creating value in private middle market companies.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of establish that. Let's talk about maybe your definition of value, how that looks, and why this is a conversation that needs to happen with regularity to our friend that stumbled upon this podcast. Why, yes, you have found the podcast based on who you are and what you do. Maybe, again, one of the most valuable topics I think that we can center our attention and focus on as founders, leaders in business, as we strive to make a bigger impact in the world.
Yeah, that's great. Most business owners, I think, have the wrong idea about how to create value in their companies. They make a big mistake. They treat revenue and profitability as the inputs to creating value, when in fact, revenue and profitability are the outputs, they're the byproducts. And if they treat them as inputs, as direct drivers of value, then they often go about it the wrong way and they end up eroding value. And I learned that over the course of my 18 years of turning around distressed companies and learned a lot about where the real value drivers are in a company. And it's all of the underlying qualitative attributes that generate the output of the right kind of revenue, the right kind of profit, the right kind of growth. And that's what creates value. And when owners go about it the wrong way, they fall into this category, which encompasses about probably 80 to 90% of all private companies out in the US marketplace that are not sellable today. And many of the, 70% of the private companies are owned by baby boomer generation owners. Eventually, they will have to transition the ownership of their businesses. If they had to do it today, 80 to 90% of them would not succeed. We want to change that result. We want to educate them, not only the business owners and their management teams. We also want to educate all of the advisors in the that all have sort of their a foot wide and a mile deep in their expertise. They're all niche experts. They're outstanding experts in their field. But they don't have a holistic view of how to create value in a company. We want to change that. We want to make advisors be more effective. And so we want to educate the advisors and the business owners all together. And so everybody starts like thinking about creating value in sort of similar ways. We want to sort of standardize the approach, which has never been standardized because people don't understand how to do it.
Before we talk more about this podcast, I'd love, Ken, maybe if you can talk just a little bit more about your professional work. So your website is corporatevalue.net, name of your company, Corporate Value Metrics. Would you mind maybe just, again, before we kind of get into, letting our listener know exactly what they're going to hear, who they're going to be hearing conversations with, just a bit about the work that you do, who you work with, who you serve?
Sure, absolutely. Thanks. Great question. So Corporate Value Metrics, I started it 14 years ago. So we've been around now for a while, getting pretty well established. And it was started on the premise that Just what I just described. Business owners don't understand how to create value. I saw a big hole in the educational marketplace. I've been through multiple certification, training and certification programs as an M&A advisor, as a turnaround consultant, as a business valuation expert. I've taught in exit planning, several different exit planning training and certification programs. I'm a CPA. I've a strong corporate finance background with, you know, multiple master's degrees and so forth. And I spent 18 years turning around distressed companies. And I just felt like there was a big hole in the educational marketplace because all of these other training and certification programs were very transactionally focused, and they all touch each other, but nobody really knew how to combine the knowledge bases from each of them in a way that could where they could all leverage each other and make a big impact on companies and a big impact on the approach to helping companies. So I took, I think for the first time, took all of these knowledge bases and rolled them together into an educational program, a training and certification program that's now 9 years old, called the Certified Value Growth Advisor Program. It's a very rigorous program that we run a couple times a year, and we get advisors that come from literally all around the world now to come and to learn this art of creating value in private companies. And to go along with that, I was able to create this. And when I say I mean, there's a whole collaborative team of professionals that we use, functional experts, industry experts, and so forth. And we created a software platform as well called the Value Opportunity Profile, or VOP for short, which is a software platform designed to help advisors with their business owners to go through a standardized diagnostic of where are the strengths and weaknesses, where are the constraints in the company across the entire enterprise, and how do we prioritize the allocation of the company's resources, management resources, financial resources, ownership, attention, all of that. How do we prioritize where they should be applying those resources over the next several years, like 3 to 5 years? What's the sequence? Where should they be putting those resources to strengthen the company, alleviate the constraints, position it for better growth, and have the output of better growth, better revenue, better profitability, as an output, as a byproduct of doing all the qualitative improvements that they need to do at the right time, with the right level of intensity, with the right experts helping them, not a whole bunch of experts coming at them from 12 different angles, trying to convince the owner that they need that expertise right now more than anything. It's a sequenced process. It's a prioritized process. So the combination of the educational program that teaches all of these fundamentals, as well as a software platform that diagnoses and values the company, and it can measure the increase in the value of the company at each stage along the way as improvements are being made. So they constantly can be sort of tracking their progress and understanding how much value they're creating. And then we also do direct advisory services, largely to help people in our, we have a value growth community now that is becoming really robust. It includes practitioners of that use our software that have come through our training. It also includes other functional experts from all walks of professional services. So it can be operations experts, sales and marketing experts, you know, HR people kind of experts. So lots of different functional experts are joining our value growth community. It's a community of knowledge sharing, collaboration, networking, it's a repository for a lot of content that we're posting, and we have mentorship programs, all these kind of things. So it's all about building this community of value growth knowledge. And so we are the source. We are the source for value growth knowledge and education and tools and resources.
So, in your longevity in the space, in your tenure in this space, you've amassed a pretty great audience. I was wondering if maybe you could kind of talk about, both who's already listening to this podcast and also, who should be listening to this podcast. So, depending on maybe your role, industry, the kind of things that you're focused on, and also to our friend that stumbled across this podcast, they may have some colleagues that really need to make this a part of their regular repertoire to stay fresh with, great leaders who are talking about this topic.
The listeners right now will include all of the business owners and management teams that we've worked with over the years that are always looking for fresh ideas, fresh knowledge to keep them sharp and current on all the latest concepts and so forth. It will also include all of the advisors that we've met, and at, not only the ones that have come through our education program, but I speak, multiple times a year at different conferences, M&A conferences, exit planning, valuation, so forth. So there are th literally thousands of advisors who are in our network that will be listening to this podcast, and many of them will have their own stories to share and may be perfect guests for us because if they if they so we're looking for people to listen that both want to learn and want to share. We're looking for people to share stories of how value has been created, either in their companies as owners and management teams and entrepreneurs, or people who can share stories about how value has been created in clients of theirs through the value growth efforts that they've been able to provide to their clients. So it's both a sharing and a learning process. This is going to be very much an educational podcast. And so we want people that are willing to learn and willing to share at the same time. I think that's the way that the community grows, and that's the way we can have the most impact. Nobody knows everything to know. None of us can do it all ourselves. This is a team sport. It takes a whole community to sort of continually build the knowledge base, improve the knowledge base, refine it, and be able to put it in a context that business owners can employ in their organizations, as well as advisors being able to help their clients. So.
So, to our friend again that found this podcast, here's what you want to do: hit subscribe and share this podcast with your colleagues that are focused on creating more growth within their organizations. Obviously, the growth of the company, but again, just that impact cumulatively in the world when we kind of focus on that. And Ken, you'd kind of mentioned about your. The types of folks that you're going to be having on this conversation. Just what would be some examples to a friend that may know somebody that should be nominated to appear as a guest on this podcast? What roles might they be doing? Like, how would we know? Oh man, it would be perfect for the Value Growth Podcast. Would be so and so. What are some maybe some possible ideas? And again, please do to our friend that's listening. When you know someone that kind of fits this criteria, what they want to do is just go to corporatevalue.net. Click on podcast, and then that's where there will be a guest application link that you can have them, if you want to nominate them or have them go to that page, again, corporatevalue.net. And Ken, I know that you'd love to have some great conversations with great thought leaders in this space.
Absolutely. We're looking for thought leaders. We're looking for business owners, executives, management teams, even outside of the C-suite, maybe entrepreneurs, companies that maybe have kind of transformed themselves, transformed their organizations in a way that created a lot of value. Maybe they were innovative. Maybe they had new ways of overcoming challenges. Maybe they had ways of alleviating weaknesses and constraints in their companies. Maybe their expertise made a big difference in the company's ability to grow and sustain that growth. We're also looking for all of those same people, business owners, executives, entrepreneurs, who may be facing current challenges right now that they may be willing to share and be able to get input in, you know, in real time on the podcast about how they might think about approaching those challenges in a more holistic way. Most owners and executive teams, they treat symptoms of problems. They don't treat the root problems because they don't know where the root problems are. Yeah. And so they spin their wheels over and over, and they never sort of get out of the ruts that they're in. We want to be able to help them understand where the root problems would likely lie, and then maybe give them some ideas about maybe other approaches they may consider. So those are the perfect kind of guests on the business owner and management team, executive side, and on the advisor side, people who are thought leaders in their own disciplines, whether they are marketing or sales or operations or people, you know, HR and people, whatever their expertise is, even legal, whatever their expertise is, if they are thought leaders and they take a holistic approach to serving their clients, then we want to hear their stories as well.
Ken Sanginario, I'm going to switch chairs with you. Actually, I'm going to leave the building and I'm going to let you take over. You are the host of the podcast. Again, your website, corporatevalue.net. So again, to our listener, if you know someone that deserves to be celebrated or has a lot to share on this topic, or again, has in their role, you know, they value in the world. So. Right. Ken Sanginario, congratulations. This is episode zero or episode one. we're now going to our friend, go ahead and hit subscribe, listen, share it with your colleagues, and we'll get right into the next episode. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Josh. Much appreciated. I'm excited.
Thanks for listening to the Value Growth Podcast. If you have a value growth story to tell or a case study to share, and would like to be a guest on the show, simply click the link below to our podcast homepage or go to podcast.corporatevalue.net/podcast. If you liked what you heard today, please tell the world on social media and rate us wherever you're accessing podcasts. If you didn't like what you heard today, don't tell anybody. Just kidding. You can tell us. We welcome your feedback so we can continuously improve the show, which, by the way, is one of the principles of value growth. Our mission for this podcast is to educate our listeners with the goal of strengthening companies so they can operate at peak performance, be better prepared for growth, and achieve their future visions. We invite you to follow the links below to subscribe to the podcast, connect with us on social media, or visit our website to learn more about us at CVM. And how we enhance the values of middle market companies. Once again, I'm Ken Sanginario. Thanks for listening, and see you next time on the Value Growth Podcast.